walk a mile in my shoe. Just a walk a mile in my shoe. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, and walk a mile in my shoe.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. If you would like to email me, do so at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com, or you can tweet me at Bruce Salin. Please also follow my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and join the over 3,000 moms and dads from around the world on Facebook. If you haven't gone on Facebook yet, you really probably want to be a part of it, especially if you're a mom or a dad, because if you have a kid over the age of 10, I guarantee you, they are on Facebook. That was Elvis Presley doing a Walk a Mile in My Shoes, and that song was, in fact, the inspiration for this week's topic and this week's column. In case you haven't figured it out, I am an Elvis Presley fanatic. I love Elvis Presley, and one of the biggest regrets in my life was not attending a concert that I actually had tickets to. This segment of the Bruce Salin Show is sponsored by a new website called BoomerTechTalk.com. It is a website that I must disclose I am a co-founder of, as I am a boomer, and I have been, over the years, one that has struggled with technology, and the idea behind this site is to provide a place where you can learn about technology, read about technology, and maybe laugh at technology. And I'm the one that provides the laughs, along with my son. My son, Aaron Salin, who just turned 14, provides the laughs via a comic strip that he has created, writes, and draws. It's called It's a Tech World After All. And he's got, 8 to 10 of them up there now, one of which, the very first one, was commented on by the legendary Stan the Man Lee from Marvel Comics. We have a very special column up there called How Your Cell Phone Can Save Your Life. And I want to talk about it a little bit. I'm not really pushing the site here as much as I'm pushing the value of cell phones. Too often cell phones are derided as dangerous. We are told not to text and drive, which of course we shouldn't. We are told not to talk on the cell phone and drive, which of course we shouldn't. But cell phones can save your life. If you are in an accident, if you are in a remote location, a cell phone can take your life. And can save your life. And my partner, Linda Sherman, one of my two partners, Linda Sherman is one, and her husband, Ray Gordon, is the other, in BoomerTechTalk.com, wrote a very important column, which I would urge you to read. It is in the how-to section and in the family section. It is called How Your Cell Phone Can Save Your Life. And it has very important tips, images, links, and about how your cell phone can save your life if, God forbid, you are in an accident. And it has various things you can put on your cell phone and you should have on your cell phone. Too many people don't realize how many people are in life-endangering circumstances and their cell phones are not equipped in ways that will get the EMTs, the emergency people, to them when it is very, very simple to have a GPS type of application on your cell phone. This article will save your life if you are in one of those situations. So go to BoomerTechTalk.com and find that article. On the flip side of the coin, I would really wish for you and ask you to visit the family page and It's a Tech World After All, the comic strips that my 14-year-old has created. He has created two characters. One is dad and one is son. Some people, for some foolish reason I just cannot figure out, think that the dad character has something to do with me. Now, I don't know where they get this crazy idea, because that dad character is not the smartest guy on the block. He looks sort of like Homer Simpson. And the kid, of course, is absolutely brilliant. Well, my son's pretty smart, but he's not that smart. And I don't know too many dads that are quite that dumb. But Stan Lee of Marvel, who created Spider-Man and others, has actually made a comment on the first one. And there's even a comic... One of the comics, I think it's the seventh one, we have called Lady Gaga versus Elvis. And it's a very funny comic strip about the son putting a ringtone on the dad's phone and it has gotten a spirited debate going about the who people prefer, Lady Gaga or Elvis. Well, in that case, of course, you know where I come out. Other than Lady Gaga having an eclectic choice of wardrobe, to be kind. I can't think of much else that I would pretty much say kindly about her, but, you know, that's what happens with every generation. And as this show is about parenting, I find it so ironic that now I'm that generation that disparages my kids' music in the same way that my parents disparaged the Beatles and the way their parents disparaged Frank Sinatra, and every generation disparages their kids' music. I actually had a conversation with my kids about what the music would be that their kids would listen to that they would probably not like, and they were just kind of thinking, no, I'm not going to dislike my kids' music the way you don't like rap and hip-hop. I'm going to like it. And I just chuckled because there'll be something. I don't know what it'll be, but they won't like it. And they'll be fondly listening to Eminem and Kanye West and Lady Gaga and all the music of today in the same way that I listen to the Beatles and the Stones and the music that I grew up with. Our main topic today, however, was walk a mile in my shoes and empathy. And I think Pastor Drew, who shared his own personal story about conceiving, reinforced how often our empathy grows from personal experiences. But if you really understand others and you really know them, you can care about whatever is going on in someone else's life. And that may be someone that you know well. But if you take the time and effort just to understand anybody's situation, then you will be empathetic and you will care. And I think caring about others will make you a better human being and will make you happier. I know I've written and talked a lot over the numbers of shows I've done about giving back to the world, or as I say on my Facebook page every Sunday, which I call Faith Sunday on my Dad's Point of View Facebook page, I always ask, every Sunday, what are you doing to repair the world? And I have found that when I give back, I always get so much more than I give. And one of the projects of mine has been helping a group of girls in Agana Swedru, Ghana, Africa. We send books there, and I've written articles and columns about it. And when I get pictures sent back to me from Pastor Frank Benin in Ghana, Africa, showing the kids reading the books we've sent and that listeners and readers have sent, it makes me feel so good, I can't tell you. When they send me pictures that have the beginning of the Dad's Point of View library that they're planning to establish there, and I share it with my son. And when my son looked up at me at the very beginning of our effort to help them and said, Dad, you're really doing something good. And I looked at him, I said, no, I'm not. We're doing something good. The value and the import of that to me was so much more valuable than any money we spent in postage or buying used books to send them. So that is what empathy is about, and that's what giving back is about. We are nearly out of time of this segment. There will be one more segment of the Bruce Salin Show. Again, you can always reach me at bruce@brucesalin.com. I do want to remind you again to please visit Boomer Tech Talk. It is a site for boomers and those younger and older that want help with their technology. It is written in plain English, and it's not like those tech sites that make you crazy. It will make you laugh, and it will make you learn. And you can't be part of today's world without understanding basic technology. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salin or email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View.